details revealed. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Authorities in Uvalde, Texas, releasing more information into yesterday's mass shooting at Robb Elementary School and what happened before the suspect drove there.
He shot his grandmother in the face, then drove to the school, crashed his car, got out. Texas DPS tells me there was a school police officer on campus who exchanged gunfire with this gunman. I'm told that the officer was shot and injured, and that is when the shooter ran inside the school, barricaded himself, and then just started shooting indiscriminately. Texas DPS telling us the gunman bought two AR-style rifles legally here in the Uvalde area in the days leading up to the shooting. They found one of the rifles in his crashed car, the other inside of the school where the shooting took place.
Fox's Bill Malugin in Uvalde. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the suspect, 18-year-old Salvador Ramos, posted online three times before the shooting, detailing his plans for the attack. Yesterday's shooting has played a role into jury selection into the penalty trial of Nicholas Cruz, the convicted gunman in the school shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, as lawyers argued over whether potential jurors should be questioned directly about yesterday's shooting. A reported member of ISIS in custody in the U.S. accused of plotting to murder a former president.
The perpetrator, 52-year-old Shihab Ahmed Shihab, was living in Columbus, Ohio, an Iraqi citizen who entered the U.S. on a tourist visa and then applied for asylum. He scouted President Bush's Dallas home and library. Affiliated with ISIS, according to the affidavit, he recruited four Iraqi nationals who he wanted to smuggle into the United States through the southern border.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. The United States has called for a vote tomorrow on a UN resolution that would impose tougher sanctions on North Korea for its launches of ballistic missiles. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The University of California system has agreed to pay a record of nearly $700 million in doctor abuse lawsuits.
The settlement will pay nearly $375 million to more than 300 women who said they were sexually abused by UCLA gynecologist Dr. James Heaps. The settlement followed previous deals with hundreds of other patients who said Heaps groped them, made suggestive comments, or conducted unnecessarily invasive exams during his 35-year career. The 65-year-old Heaps, who retired as the scandal unfolded, has pled not guilty to 21 felony counts for allegedly sexually assaulting seven women. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
More and more people are interested in electric vehicles, but it's hard to get them.
Ernst & Young out with a big study on worldwide adoption of EVs. They say we've reached a tipping point. For the first time, more than 50% of car buyers worldwide say they want an EV. Interest highest in Italy and China, lowest in Australia and the U.S. But the difficulty getting them right now because of chip shortages is a missed opportunity, says Kevin Roberts of CarsGuru.com.
New vehicle production's been hampered with a large number of supply chain issues over the past year plus now. And so it's really just kind of an unfortunate timing where, you know, as gas prices are going up.
At the EVgo charging stations in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, I'm Jeff Flock, Fox News.
Wildlife officials working to prevent Florida manatees from starving say they're encouraged that some of the animals' favorite food is growing naturally in a key area. Seagrasses have been found recently in the Indian River Lagoon along Florida's east coast, where chronic pollution has wiped out much of it. Officials say the lack of seagrass during winter months has triggered an unprecedented die-off of manatees, including more than 1,100 last year. Wall Street, the Dow gained 191, the Nasdaq plus 170, the S&P up 37. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.